tonight we got a special program. Joining me live in the studio is my wife, Sister Thelma. She'll be playing the bass guitar for you. And Pastor Buddy on the guitar, and Brother R.C., he'll be coming in on harmonica, and we're glad to have you aboard. We got a song for you. Sister Thelma's going to sing this. It's one of our favorites. On the mountain, it is Sister Thelma. Are you going to sing? I believe maybe she's going to sing the Master's Plan. Praise Yahweh. And that's the key of D.
Well, that came to me about 2:33 in the morning, and I just woke up, I was singing it in my sleep. And I praise Yahweh for it. I was fasting and praying and seeking Him. And He gave me that song. And I praise Him. And I honor Him and I give Him all the glory for it. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise Yahweh. Well, it's so wonderful. You know, music has been such an important part, Sister Thelma, in my life and yours. We were raised holiness out of the Holiness Church Pentecostal, and you and I both have a musical background and somewhat in a holiness way, not a professional way, but just depending on our Creator. And together, you know, over the years, you and I wrote several songs, and that's one of them now that I really love, The Master Plan. You know, folks, you that are listening to us tonight by means of radio or internet, that is a master plan. Do you know, the Bible says that Yahweh ordered our steps, numbered our days, and He's in charge of our life. That is, if we'll turn our life over to Him, Sister Thelma. And you know that our lives have been dedicated to the Father ever since that we've been together. And many years prior to that, we have served Him in such a way that we've grown, especially in the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh. You know, Sister Thelma, you remember when I was fasting and praying many years ago, and it came to me that we needed a new revelation or a new start, and you and I both were praying for an evangelistic outreach and a service that we could be of help and minister to the world. And if you remember, I'd been over to our little church. We had a little church here in Tazewell. And I was praying, Sister Thelma, and can you tell the folks when I came home exactly what I said that night?
You said there's going to be a new phase for the last days. And I'm seeing that come to pass. Praise Yah.
Amen. That's exactly what the Father told me. I was on the altar praying, and the Father spoke to me and said, when I was seeking Him, I had fasted 10 days. And He revealed to me that He was going to give me a new phase for the last days. That's exactly the words that came out of the Spirit, and it was revealed to me. And I saw faces from all over the world. And it was incredible. I had never seen that before in a vision. And I saw so many people that I was ministering to, and they were trying to reach me and get to me. I could see their hands outreached, and it was just like a strong drawing power. And you know, Sister Thelma, that was before that we went on the radio and preached around the world. And since then, we've had many fulfillments of that prophecy. And you know, we've dedicated our life in service and fasting and prayer and fellowship and trying to reach out to those people that we saw in that vision. And we've never lost the sight of that vision, and our purpose tonight is to praise Him. Now, Sister Thelma, you know, we sang this little song, and it's entitled The Words in the Music, and it's a beautiful little song, very short, but we'd like to sing that for the folks tonight around the radio network. And it's a wonderful song, and it's in the key of D, Sister Thelma.
You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praises in your name I will breathe. You are the mighty God, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the King of all kings. Now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music,
are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony. Praises to your name I will bring. You are the mighty God, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the King of all kings. Now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of all kings. Now I give back to you song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, Sister Thelma, that makes me so happy in my spirit that we can sing a song of His praise. You know, that's what praise and honor is all about. You know, the Bible says that Yahweh literally dwells in the praise of His saints. And you know, Sister Thelma, we've had some great revivals. We've had some great meetings. We've baptized people from in foreign countries and here in America. And there's a great growing hunger. We see it as the New World Order creeps in. You know, Sister Thelma, I'm doing the series on the New World Order, the approaching time of trouble of Jacob. But that's when Yahweh, you see, diamonds are created through pressure. And you know, Sister Thelma, we are precious in His sight. And He has made us a living testimony and the rock of salvation that we might honor Him and praise Him and glorify Him and keep on going with Him. You know, Sister Thelma, in the key of A, I guess. Let's sing a little bit of that song.
Well, I'm up on the mountain, won't come down. Up on that mountain that I won't come down. Up on that mountain, well, I won't come down. Well, can't do me no harm. We'll keep on keeping on, don't come down. Keep on keeping on and don't come down. Keep on keeping on, don't come down. Oh, that world can't do me no harm. Well, the fire's gonna be falling, but don't come down. The fire's gonna be falling, but I won't come down. The fire's gonna be falling, I won't come down. Oh, that world can't do me no harm. Well, I'm up on that mountain, won't come down. I said I'm up on that mountain, won't come down. I said I'm up on that mountain, won't come down. Oh, that world can't do me no harm. Ah, I see my Savior coming. Come on down Yahweh. I see my Savior coming. Come on down Yahweh. Oh, see my Savior coming. Come on down Yahweh. Cause the world can't do me no harm. Well, I got that Holy Ghost, won't come down. I got that Holy Ghost, I won't come down. I said I got that Holy Ghost, I won't come down. Well, can't do me no harm.
You know, Sister Thelma, praise Yahweh. Brother R.C., you know, it's worth the journey that we've had in this life. It's been worth it all. And it's so wonderful to know that we pass from death into life because we love our Creator. And, of course, we can't love Him if we don't love our brothers and sisters. We love everybody. We don't have a ought against anyone in the world. And we just keep on keeping on. We're up on the mountain. We want to stay there and praise. We don't want to stay there and gossip. You know, a lot of people's into gossip, and they're into bickering and fighting and backbiting and hating one another. But, oh my, you know, time is so short, and we ought to be full of praise. We ought to be full of honor and glory and joy. You know, sister family, it's a joy. This joy, it comes on those that love Him, those that appreciate Him, sister Thelma. Kia V. Let's sing a song here. You know, sister Thelma, right here in the little old town of New Tazewell, where we live, about 55 years ago, I was in a street meeting here right on the streets of New Tazewell, and I preached my first message right here on the streets of New Tazewell, and it sort of reminds me of this song. Well, preaching by the wayside, out on the street, people come along making fun of me. They say I am crazy, say I won't do, but I keep on preaching Yahweh, brother, I'll make it through. Well, somewhere in glory, you'll find me, yeah, you'll find me, yeah, you'll find me. I said somewhere in glory land, you'll find me, yeah, preaching and a speaking eternally. Well, some preach the Father, some preach the Son, some preach that Holy Ghost. Don't you know these three are one? Well, somewhere in glory, you'll find me, you'll find me, yeah, you'll find me. I said somewhere in glory land, you'll find me, yeah, preaching and a singing eternally. You're preaching and a singing eternally. Yeah, hallelujah. You know, sister Thelma, that brings back memories, you know, back in the old days when we were holiness. And I don't see no reason to change. You know, the Bible said without holiness, you ain't going to see Him. And that just don't mean physically and with a natural eye. I think you got to be holy in your heart to really see who the Creator is. He's holy, Brother R.C.
Hallelujah.
And He wants His people to be holy. And I believe if we stay holy, I believe that we got a chance to find Him. Sister Thelma, we're going to sing another song for the good people. Well, goodbye, world, I'm gone. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. Got that Holy Ghost and fire, baptized in His name. Goodbye, world, goodbye, world, I'm gone. We'll tell them sleepers where I'm gone, tell him, Seaver, where I'm gone. I got that Holy Ghost and fire, baptized in that name. Goodbye, world,
I'm gone.
Well, tell my mother where I'm gone. Tell my mother where I'm gone. Got that Holy Ghost inside, baptized in that name. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. Tell my aunt where I'm gone. Yeah, tell my uncle where I'm gone. Got that Holy Ghost in fire, baptized in Yahweh's name. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. Oh, goodbye, world, I'm gone. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. I got that Holy Ghost in fire, baptized in Yahweh's name. Goodbye, world, I'm gone.
You know, when you get the Holy Ghost, Sister Palma, you know what it does to you. You've had the experience, and so have I, and Brother R.C., you have. You know, it's wonderful to share it's something that in the commonwealth of our spirit. You know, the Bible says that middle wall and the partition that was built between us and the holiness of our Father, it was torn down, and we were made able to enter in boldly to the throne of grace. And you know, Sister Thelma, sometimes you can play the tambourines, and Sister Thelma can also play a little bit of the piano. She plays the bass guitar, and she's playing, she's practicing now on the mandolin and trying to master that and the instruments. And you know, the Bible said praise him up on the strings, Sister Thelma, you know, and praise him in a shout and praise him on the loud cymbals and things of this nature. And you know, I've always said this, I can't play good on an instrument, but I can play loud and I can make a joyful noise. And that's what Yahweh says for us to do. And that's something that I've always wanted to do, is praise Yahweh and praise him in the morning and praise him in the evening and praise him when the sun goes down, Sister Thelma. Now, there's a song, and we play this in the key of G, Sister Thelma, and it's a song about glorifying the name. And the name is above every name, Sister Thelma, and you know that, Brother R.C.? It's a name that is it's the highest name in the universe. And folks, you know, if you want the evidence of what the Creator's name is, just get you a Hebrew Bible. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't really know any Hebrew. Well, you've been saying a lot of Hebrew words, and you probably didn't even know it. Try hallelujah. And that's a wonderful song, Sister Thelma. Hallelujah. Let's go down to D and let's sing that song for him.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, they do. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your
him, folks.
Bless our Lord.
All glory to his holy name. Hallelujah.
Bless our Lord.
Oh, praise his mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all worship him.
Let's all worship him.
Let's all worship him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 What a wonderful sound. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's, you know, the marvelous thing. It is said in all of the churches around the world that praise Jesus. And every once in a while, they'll give Yahweh a little praise. Sister Thelma, we like to praise Yahweh night and day. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. And praise Him when the sun goes down. Praise Allah. Well, come on, let's praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. All right. Praise Yah, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him. We'll praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. All right, praise Him. You know, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise Him. You know, animals praise Him, children praise Him, and, you know, man in his hardened heart stage, he can't find it in his heart to open his mouth and praise Yahweh. The Bible says, all that you do, do it all in the name of Yahweh, that Yahweh may be glorified. You know, Yahweh loves praise. And praise is the greatest and the highest honor that you can do. I want to go to heaven sometime, sometime. I want to go to heaven sometime, where the flowers are blooming forever. I want to go to heaven sometime, where the sun don't never go down, go down. Where the sun don't ever go down, where the flowers are blooming forever, and the sun won't never go down. Well, I want to see my mother sometime, sometime. I want to see my loved one sometime, where the flowers are blooming forever, and the sun won't ever go down. No, the sun won't never
blooming forever, and the sun won't never go down. Well, I want to see my Yahweh someday, someday. Yes, I want to see my Yahweh someday, where the spines are blooming forever, and the sun won't never go down. Where the sun won't never go down, go down. Oh, the sun won't ever go down. Where the clouds are blooming forever, and the sun won't ever go down. No, the sun won't never go down.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, it makes me happy, folks, just to think that we're going to enjoy a place where the sun will never go down, where the flowers eternally bloom, and where the people enter in the temple night and day. You know, it's one thing to praise Him in the morning. It's another thing to praise Him in the noonday and praise Him when the sun goes down. And wonderful things about Yahweh, like I say, He never gets enough praise. Think about what He done for you, folks. He laid down His life for you, and if He laid down His life for you, that means that He must have loved you somewhere along the line, Brother R.C., and you know good and well that if somebody that loved you good enough to die for you, that it's basically the things that Yahweh has done for you that makes you remind you. And we just got a little notice that we're a little bit low on the mics here tonight. So, Sister Thelma, you're going to have to get in a little bit closer, and we're going to praise Yahweh, and we're going to turn up the volume just a little bit here on the microphones. Sister Linda's informed us that we're a little bit low on the microphones.
Well, it's all right. Yes, Yahweh's gonna make it all right. Well, it's all right. Oh, all right. Yahweh's gonna make it all right. I said, now, all right. Oh, all right. Yahweh gonna make it all right. I said it's all right. Well, all right. Yahweh gonna make it all right. I said, now pray right on. Pray on, Yahweh gonna make it all right. Well, pray right on. Pray on, cause Yahweh gonna make it alright. I said it's alright. Oh, alright. Yahweh gonna make it alright. I said it's alright. Oh, alright. Yahweh gonna make it alright. Oh, alright. Oh, all right, Yahweh's gonna make it all right. I said it's all right. Oh, all right, Yahweh's gonna make it all right.
You know, He's always ready, made it all right, and all we gotta do is have faith to walk the walk. And if you walk the walk, maybe you can talk the talk. You certainly can't talk the talk if you don't walk the walk. So we'd like to know that we're walking the walk, and
talking the talk and singing his songs. And well, on the day of Pentecost, Holy Ghost came down. Peter stood and told him, this is the power of hell, spoken by the prophet. Well, in the days of old, must be filled with the Holy Ghost just to walk in the streets of gold. Well, Yahweh made the world, and the world knew him not. He was in this world, he is that God of the Lord. Well, if you go to heaven, have to be born again, baptizing Yahweh's name for the remission of your sin. Now listen. Well, we got modern preachers preach to you and say, no need of baptizing in the name of Yahweh. But Peter, he declared it and said, be born again, baptizing Yahweh's name for the mission of your sin. Yeah, Yahweh made the world, world knew him not. He was in this world, he is that solid rock. Well, if you go to heaven, have to be born again, baptize Yahweh's name for the mission of your sin. Well, Sister Thelma, we're going to let you come up and sing another song to the old microphone. And it's been a joy to sit in with you and Brother R.C. on the harmonica and just the old guitars and sitting around the microphone and singing a little bit of the praise that we got in our hearts. And you know, Sister Thelma, you sang a song and I love it. Life comes so easy up on the mountain sometimes, and sometimes though, you know, down in the valley it don't come so easy. When you're down where it's you're not above the fog line, let's say, and you can't see and you're doubting and Satan's attacking you in the valley, and all of a sudden you can break through and go to the top of the mountain, and that's where we want to stay in life. And yet it's very hard to stay on the top. It's a climb, and Yahweh's give us a very difficult journey here in this earth. And the Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers them out of them all. Sister Thelma, come on to the mic and sing Up on the Mountain.
Life comes so easy when you're up on a mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you never know. But then things change, and you're down in the valley. All is faithful, you are never Yahweh on the mountain,
he's Yahweh in the valley.
When things go wrong, he'll make it right. And Yahweh of the good times,
he's Yahweh in the
bad times.
And Yahweh of the day,
Yahweh in the night. You talk of faith when
sing it, sister.
You're up on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
But talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of all your trials and your patience, that's when your faith is really put to the test. For Yahweh on the mountain,
he's Yahweh
in the valley. things go wrong, he'll make you cry in your way all the good times.
He's our way in the bad
times,
in your way all the day.
He's our way in the night. Yes, our way all the day.
He's our way in the night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Sister Thalma, we're going to sing a couple more songs here for the folks, and we hope that you enjoy our message tonight of song. And it's, you know, a song says a lot. And how that you sing it with the sincereness of the heart, and just a, it's just a matter of an exalted form of praise that the Book of Psalms 150. And I used to be in a Baptist church, and we'd sing "Amazing Grace" and things of that nature, and it would remind me of the glory. And that's one of the things that I really loved to do when I was a young boy growing up in a Baptist church. And then when I got over to the holiness side of the church, I began to reach out and give him some loud praise, and the guitars and the tambourines and the cymbals and things of this nature. And oh my, I had made it put a wonderful change in my life. One night when I was sleeping, felt a presence in my room. I looked down at the foot of the bed, and there stood Mr. Doom, with a triflet spirit on me, with thud and thud to weep. Spoke the name of Yahweh, and I went right back to sleep, singing, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Well, thought I know my feet begin to dance, before I know my heart begin to rest. Sing it, Hallelujah, 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 Yahweh. Well, a man of faith from heaven, and bread that's freshly baked, and for your entertainment, just where to bury it. Sing it, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah to the King. Well, before I know my feet begin to dance, and before I know my heart begin to sing. Sing it, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah to my King. Hallelujah to the King. Praise Yahweh. Well, you know, the wonderful thing about serving Yahweh is that you've got a heart of joy. And with a heart of joy, you can't lose with that combination. If you've got a joyful heart, and you love to praise Him, and you love to sing, and you love to shout. You know, I used to be a Pentecostal preacher, and I'd run the aisles and sing and shout, and I ain't changed a bit. I'm still a Pentecostal preacher, filled with the Holy Ghost, calling upon the mighty name of Yahweh. And the Bible said, the name of Yahweh, it's a strong tower. Well, goodbye, world. I'm gone. Goodbye, world. I'm gone. I've got that Holy Ghost and fire, baptizing Yahweh's name. Goodbye, world. I'm gone. Sister Thelma, I just had to sing another verse of that, because when I got baptized in Yahweh, I got so happy, and my feet begins to dance, and my heart begins to shout. I begin to lift my voice, and I ain't quit yet, and you know that, praise Yahweh. I'm just a bona fide, heart won over saint of Yahweh, and I just love him every day of my life. I want to praise him. I want to praise him when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. And you know I've jumped up in the bed in the middle of the night and praised him, and so have you. And it's wonderful, Brother R.C., to praise him. Brother R.C., you're here tonight, and you've been quiet over there just playing that old harmonica. Just give a testimony for us, brother.
Well, I'd like to do it in song, friend, brother and pastor, if you would hold this mic for me.
I'll do that, brother.
I'm like the old Missouri mule, folks. The spirit ain't gone, but the voice is just about gone. Okay. Here's Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And it's the key of C. No, it's the key of A. And the voice is just about gone. Our Father's Prayer.
Oh, amen. My Father's Prayer. Praise Yahweh. And Brother R.C., we thank you for that. Praise Yahweh. All right, Sister Thelma, come to the microphone and sing us another one.
Well, oh, Yahweh is the sweetest name I know, and it's just the same as His holy name, and that's the reason why I love Him so. 'Cause Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. Yes, Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. And He's just the same as His holy name. And that's the reason why I love Him so. Because Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. Yes, Yahweh is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah.
Amen to that, sister. I tell you what, if that ain't three short verses of a song that really thrills my heart. I was so happy and I was so glad when I received the revelation of the name I can read in the Bible. 6,823 times, everywhere you see capitalization of the word Lord, L-O-R-D, it was the Hebrew tetragrammaton of the sacred Yah. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled with imitations, because there's a lot of them out there, and they are calling on a name that has no power. Every knee in the end is going to bow to the name of Yahweh, and every tongue is going to confess that Yahweh is the mighty one, and He's coming back to receive a people who will love Him and who have served Him, not them that would like to do it, but them that has got it done. He said, "Why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do?" If you love Him, you need to reach out and serve Him. And by serving Him, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Okay, Sister Thelma, have you got another song here? We got about 6 or 7 minutes on the radio, and if you'd like to sing another one here, just step right up to the mic and sing a song.
chosen by Yah. We're His plan and His purpose. Our eyes have been opened, our pathways are clear. It's all of Himself coming into expression. We've been chosen by Yah, we're complete in Him.
Oh, yes, we are.
We've been chosen by Yah, His plan and His purpose. Our eyes have been opened, our pathways are clear. It's all of Himself coming into expression. We've been chosen by Yah, we're complete in Him. We've been chosen by Yah, we're complete in Him.
All right, praise Yahweh, Sister Thelma. Let's sing just a verse of Amazing Grace here, and we'll give our announcements here at the end of the program and tell you where that we'll be on next time. And we're sponsored tonight by a good brother and sister down in the great state of Mississippi, Brother Mark and Brother Audrey, and they're bringing you this program live tonight, courtesy of their sponsoring our program tonight. And we thought it'd be good to bring Sister Thelma and Brother R.C. around to the mic tonight and sing a little bit for you. And we appreciate every one of our listeners around the radio network, Sister Thelma and Brother R.C. It's been wonderful to be with you guys, and I've really enjoyed it. It's sort of let us express ourselves in song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The
the radio stations that are hooked up down there and then up north. And then on Wednesday night, we'll be back in here at 10 o'clock, live again with the Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. And on Friday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and again next Saturday night. Sister Thelma, if you'd like to, we might sing another song or two if you're with me. And Brother R.C., come out and join us on the radio at 8 o'clock. That's next Saturday. We might have an introductory song and do a message. And anyway, we'll just follow the Spirit. So we are so thankful for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And we've enjoyed being with you. Hope that you've enjoyed our message for you. And in song and praise, we'll see you around the radio network with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. We bid you adieu, ladies and gentlemen, and may the richest blessings of Yahweh be upon you. May the sun, may it shine upon you, and may you have the joy unspeakable, and may you have it full of glory, because Yahweh is soon coming, and by doing that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that you ought to be also ready, for you know not and what hour that the Son of Man comes. I'll see you next Sunday or next Monday night. Yahweh bless you is my prayer.
Wonder bands on the mountains, wonder bands on the sea, wonder bands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree, wonder bands on the valley, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you, and those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when the life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith into one pair of hands.